This is my new face. I had a facelift.
Yes.
And so did Shannon.
And by the way, you look great.
You look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like a tot Swedish boy.
I beg your pardon?
You're like a tot Swedish boy. You're like 14 years old. It's a gorgeous.
Okay, I'm looking at the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy report right now. We are such a perverse program. We are all going to go to hell and be jabbed in the buttocks with a sharp stick forever. For all eternity. All right. The doctor's full name, by the way, is Joshua A. Perper. All right, I have now the list of drugs found in Anna Nicole Smith. We'll do those here in just a few. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, it's your personal savior.
From the Ministry of Truth, this is Jim Riley.
And the autopsy also shows Anna Nicole had multiple blonde hair extensions, including several pink strands attached to the natural hair. It shows light brown roots. The nasal bones are intact also. Meanwhile, an escaped convict from the Santa Ana Correctional Institution has been found in Woodburn. He wasn't hard to find. Arturo Salinas was balding and has scars on his forearm, abdomen, upper right arm, left chest, right knee, left forearm, right hand, right forearm, upper left hand, and right arm. He has two roses tattooed on his chest, a palm tree tattooed on his upper right arm, the silhouette of a woman on his left forearm, and a skull on his left ankle. He's also wearing blue jeans with the word inmates stenciled on the knees.
Fantastic.
Well, you might ask, why do these things keep happening? Now, two people have fallen off a cruise ship and have been rescued. The couple was fortunate after falling off the Princess Cruise in the Gulf of Mexico that the water wasn't as cold as they thought.
We still are unsure of what caused them to fall or how they fell, but one of the big things that played in their favor is the water temperature just has been raising up to about 70 degrees, just under 70 degrees, which prolongs the time they're going to be allowed to swim.
Says some stoned guy hanging out at the taco shop.
Yeah, apparently the couple fell off the balcony in their stateroom.
We got on scene, right about the time we got on scene, they found the woman, and they said they were hearing yelling in the water, so we were just searching around alongside with the boats, and we ended up spotting the guy and just kind of helped the boats get over there to him. They were both in the water, so crew should have done an excellent job of finding them.
Yeah. Cool, man. Seriously. All right, let me see. I'm looking at the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy report here.
She weighed 178 pounds.
Well, how tall was she? I sound like Lycus. And how tall are you? Let's see. She is 39. 39. Let's see. Does it say? Doesn't say how.
Yeah, if you go to thesmokinggun.com, they get the whole thing.
All right. Well, let's see. Here's what she had. Chloral hydrate. Blah, blah, blah. Some something, something. Therapeutic drugs. Diphenhydramine. Which is diphenhydramine is that is like the active ingredient in most over-the-counter sleeping pills like Nitol or Somanex or Benadryl, clonazepam, which is Clonopin, that's that stuff Jay Moore takes. That's that and it's for panic attacks. Diazepam, Valium, and then lorazepam, which is Ativan. And then I could really use, did I ever tell you, did I show you guys that what someone gave me? Someone who cannot be identified?
No.
Someone gave me the best thing ever. It's a drug identification Bible. It's like a physician's desk reference. It's like everything you've ever wanted to know about drugs, both legal and illegal.
And like what they do to you?
What they do to you, what they look like, what's in them, blah, blah, blah. I think it's one of the things they give you if you're like, if you deal with, you know, I don't know if you're like, like a substance abuse nurse or, you know, whatever, doctor or something. Anyway, so she was full of Clonopin, Valium, Benadryl, and Ativan, and then also like 9 other things.
No, she's 5'11".
Left gluteal blah, blah, blah with abscess formation and right linear hemorrhage. I don't want a hemorrhage.
Oh, that's gross.
Hemorrhaged ass.
Well, it says the anus is unremarkable.
Wait, but
no,
doesn't that seem a little central? I mean, couldn't he say, like, the butt? Why is it? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
maybe his secretary wrote this.
Status, post-bilateral breast implant with scarring. Vicky Lynn Marshall, her given name, was a 39-year-old white female who died of acute combined drug intoxication, abscesses of the buttocks, and viral enteritis were contributory causes of death. How sad. just what this seems to be a recurring theme of the show. What a waste. What a waste. Live your whole life. You die from an abscess in your buttocks. I mean, come on. The body of, he says, this is the doctor's external examination of the Anna Nicole Smith. This is news, by the way. This is the very definition of news. The body is that of a well-developed, it's a little creepy, well-nourished, that's a polite thing to say. She's a well-nourished white woman appearing the offered age of 39. The body is 71 inches and weighs 178 pounds. This is so creepy. Do we have creepy music? Did we ever keep that creepy music, Ben? Or do we have something that's creepy or unnerving? I'm going to put that...
I've been watching this Jonestown video and that music that plays on it.
Oh, Don't Fear the Reaper?
Okay. Yeah.
That'll do.
With the judges will accept Don't Fear the Reaper.
Well, multiple hairs will pull from various parts of the head.
How about this? This is the external examination by Dr. Perper. The unembalmed body is well-preserved and cool to the touch due to refrigeration. Rigor mortis is fully developed in the major muscle groups. Liver mortis... I don't even know what liver, and it's not liver I-L-V-E-R, it's L-I-V-O-R, livor, livor mortis. The scalp hair is blonde and measures up to 5 inches in length in the frontal area. Oh, and then, yeah, and you have this thing, the oral mucosa, free of injuries. Well, that's good. I don't even know what some of these things are, and they disgust me. Nasal bones are intact by palpation. These phrases all horrify me. I have no idea what they mean. How about this? She has bilateral breasts with asymmetry of the left breast due to scarring. The buttocks have inconspicuous scars. The anus is unremarkable.
And that might be his opinion. As compared to others he may have seen.
I know, different strokes, different folks.
That's another thing.
We don't know what he's going to say to the country before he got here.
That's true. They could be savages. The whole thing. We don't know what their anuses are like. Their anuses might not be like ours. Our Earth anuses.
Is that it?
Seeing if there's anything else here that's really horrifying or off-putting. Blah, blah, blah. Tattoos. There's a pair of red lips in the right lower abdominal quadrant. So that's right above that's in the upper crotch area to you and me. Two red cherries are in the right mid pelvis. Also, that's right next to the business. She's got two red...
She's just running her business with all the tattoos.
What a classy lady she was. Two red cherries are right in the next to her business.
She was a remarkable woman.
An angel. Gets her cherries. A Playboy bunny is on the left anterior mid-pelvis. So to the right of her business, she has some cherries. To the left of her business, she has a Playboy bunny. The words Daniel and Pappas. I don't want to read this. Okay, so...
Pappas are French fries in Spanish.
I don't think that's what she's referring to. French fries directly above her. There's no way to put this directly above her business, her birthing area. What scientists call the crotch. The words Daniel and Pappas, P-A-P-A-S, are directly above her business. What is that about? It gets worse,
oh,
by
wasn't
the way.
The nickname of that Indian fellow?
No, it wasn't. His name was, I don't know, Red Corn or whatever. Whatever that guy in King of the Hill was, I don't know. Why would you have Pappas tattooed right next to your...
How is it spelled?
Banana. P-A-P-A-S. Pappas. And so it either means daddy or french fries. One of the two.
Well, I think she's had plenty of french fries.
So it says Daniel Pappas?
No, Daniel and Pappas.
Oh, maybe it was the Papa. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Two distinct words. All right, it gets trashier. A mixed tattoo on the right lower leg and ankle represented by Christ's head and Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Holy Bible, the naked torso of a woman, the smiling face of Marilyn Monroe, a cross, a heart, and shooting flames, as well as a mermaid on a flower bed with a pair of lips underneath it laying across the lower back.
She was a walking billboard.
Good God Almighty.
Are there more?
If you could, apparently she was free of unusual fluids, if that's what you're asking, Sarah.
Oh, yes, that was my question.
If you couldn't get lucky with this woman, you were just not meant to be having sex. Okay, apparently parts of her did contain numerous small cysts. Is that what you're interested in?
Yeah.
Would you like to know about the light yellow, clear, thick liquid contained within her left buttock?
Oh, my God, Rick.
All the things nightmares are made of.
Seriously. I could read about all the parts of her that were calcified. All right. Well.
Thanks for the offer, anyway.
Well, it's what I do. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. But David knows something about...
She needs to be put to rest.
Livor Mortis. David, hello, sir.
How you doing, Rick?
Oh, well, I was going to say something. I don't have calcified cysts, as far as I know. What's up?
Well, Livorte would be the settling of the blood into the body as it leaves the circulatory system.
Ah, okay. Well, all right, excellent. One less thing I need to worry about. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is. Thank
yeah,
you.
Bye. This
also, it must be like when someone's dead and they're laying on their back and then the blood all gathers on, underneath them.
Wasn't Tim just here?
Yeah, he left.
He was just here like 5 seconds ago. Where did he go?
I think he went to catch the mech.
He's...
Oh, this stuff is gone. He's gone.
He's gone. That guy. All right. Rick, by unremarkable, do you think the doctor meant I've seen better? We need to know. Best show ever. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I'll post a link to this horrifying autopsy report. Listener party 10. The anus is unremarkable. Rick, don't you think that the business about it being unremarkable, he says, don't you think that that's a subjective phrase? What the hell does that mean? How about this? Rick, and this, by the way, this is a news story. This is a medical report that we are reading from a news story. We're reading here as part of a news program on this AM 970, KCMD AM Portland, a news talk radio station. It's part of the public, serving the public interest, convenience, and necessity. Rick, it's sad enough that Anna Nicole Smith died in part because of abscessed buttocks, but to add insult to injury, she can't even have a remarkable anus. After all she's been through after death, the doctor couldn't even have come out and said, well, she died of some unfortunate injuries, but damn, it was remarkable. Why am I writing this? I am disgusting. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know the answer to that, sir. All right, 503. Oh, wait, hold on. This is somebody's speculating on the Papa's tattoo that she apparently had by her business. No, I'm not going to read that, but thank you. No, I'm not. Not going to read that, but thanks for the observation, sir. All right, 503-733-2970. Do we have to break?
We do. We have one more.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back after this. Wrap it up. Like is at 3. Don and Mike is 7. It said we still have not come up with a name for Listener Party 10. And I got to read this. The sleigh grilling. We'll read about the sleigh grilling when I get back. And don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show. You stay right there.
I had a facelift.
Yes.
And so did Shannon.
And by the way, you look great.
You look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like a tot Swedish boy.
I beg your pardon?
You're like a tot Swedish boy. You're like 14 years old. It's a gorgeous
boy. I didn't know you were
just so weird. Why would that be the first thing that came to your head?
I don't know. Has he been doing the TV thing for a while?
I don't know the answer to that, Sarah.
Maybe he has, and we just haven't recognized him.
Now, we got to give credit where credit's due. The Sook, who we used to work with at Entercom, works on the fan. Some people emailed me. Apparently, he's dropped 150 pounds. So that's impressive.
Has he dropped it, or did he have a surgery?
No, I believe it was the diet. apparently he's endorsing a diet plan. I don't want to give him free publicity, but apparently he's endorsing a certain, there's a diet plan that he's, I guess, a spokesman for. I just don't want to say it. But it looks like it's worked. I didn't even recognize him. To be fair, and I don't mean this as a knock, but back when we worked with that guy, you never would have looked at that guy and he should be on television. It's just not, just like nobody edited, you know, to be fair, nobody says that when they look at me either. That Rick Emerson, he's beautiful. He's a taut Swedish boy. Let's put him on TV.
Swedish boy.
So he looks great, though. So God love him. All right. We're so behind. Let me just...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You know, the problem is, Scotty, if you could come in, the problem is, Mailman Chris brought me two big bags of that chocolate Chex Mix. I've given you one of them. The problem is, you start eating that stuff, and then you just crave it. See, now I can't. As long as I don't have any of it, I'm fine. I had a couple handfuls of that Chex Mix during the break, and now I just want to eat the whole bag.
That's like me in the Safeway Chinese food.
Oh, damn you! All right. Scotty, hello, sir.
Hello.
Now, you're going to be gone the rest of the week.
Gone.
Where are you going? Oh.
Jinx.
Well, I don't want you guys to show up there.
Yeah, because I was going to.
San Juan Islands. Going to try that out.
You know what I thought for the longest time? I thought the San Juan Islands were like in the Caribbean. I thought that until last week, because Lara's going to the San Juan Islands.
Yeah, and I kind of wish, but we normally do go south, but this year we're going to try something a little different.
The Jays go south for the winter. So you're going to the south, you and Mrs. J, or is it the whole family?
Whole family.
Oh, that'll be fun. And by fun, I mean hell. So have fun with that.
How many kids do you have, Scotty?
Two that I know of. No, two.
Oh, God.
Kidding.
All right. So you're gone the rest of the week. Well, we'll miss you.
Well, thank you.
And so Kristen Bowie will be here. But, you know, we were talking about this. I don't feel comfortable ordering Kristen around. So I'm going to have to make my own coffee the rest of the week.
I told her to get ready for it, and she's like, all right.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for...
We'll miss you, Scotty.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
We'll miss your coffee and your fork.
It's true. We'll miss your drunkenness and inappropriate comments. Well, you're not leaving. You'll be back on Monday.
Right.
All right. Well, stick around for this. We'll go out on a high here. I meant to read this earlier in the show, but we'll do this from the Yahoo News. Neighbors react to... See, I don't even want to read it now because reading it just causes more questions than it answers. It causes more questions than that I even have answers to. I wonder if I could read...
With the slay girl?
Yeah.
Well, you got it, yeah.
Now that I read it... Well, all right. Dateline Houston, how much time do I have?
2 minutes. 2.5.
Okay. Well, I can't, though. Because I'm already reading ahead here. Okay, well, it says here, for at least 2 days... No, I gotta wait.
I
hate to do it. I hate to do it. But I'm not going to be able to give it adequate time. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk. Let's see. What else can I read? How else can I horrify people? I've got this thing about an unnatural act with the carcass of a deer. Okay, maybe not.
I know you want to read it.
Maybe not. No, fine. No, fine. Rick, you open up fantastic ideas for the listener party name, but there's been little talk about refreshments. May I humbly suggest a specialty beverage called the Weeping Butt Cyst?
Oh, that's the worst thing ever.
Well, what's it made of?
Consisting of an unknown watery yellow liquid. Just asking.
I'll have two of those, please.
Maybe I haven't eaten at all today. That's the other thing I realized. 3 hours of sleep, lots of caffeine. I took a bunch of Claritin. I haven't eaten today. That's why I'm so fuzzy and everything's hilarious to me. And I'm asking poor Lisa Goddard to talk about serial killers with me. Did you hear the best part when she kind of went,
a little laugh?
A little like, I'm uncomfortable laugh. You know, that's the other thing. We can't serve the F Matt anymore. God love him because he didn't work with the show. We have to come up with another show drink. No time.
Well, can we? Because I think this for CBS we can actually drink on the air, can't we?
Sure, why not? I'm the program director. We can do anything we want.
Them out.
Get an early start before the party.
I make my own law. We can do whatever we want. I can totally claim that's it because I think in the CBS handbook it says that you are not allowed to drink while you're on the clock, except insofar as you are pursuing your company duties, which they probably think means if you're at a social gathering or meeting with a client. I interpret that to mean anything, you know, that anything that is you know, part of our job duties here at CBS. Part of our job duties are to entertain the people and to come up with new amusements for them. And so I believe coming up with a new drink it absolutely falls into that. See what you're going to miss? Being gone the rest of the week, you're going to miss us coming up with a new drink.
I can't believe it.
It's your own fault. All right. Well, anyway. All right. Two things I really got to quickly, I got to mention. Go to rickemerson.com. We posted the instrumental version of that Red Hot Pistol song. It's up. It's there. Red Hot Pistol or some good guys are looking for a new lead singer. Go to rickemerson.com and look at that right now. Also, we want your stuff. We want your Rick Emerson memorabilia. We want to borrow that temporarily for listener Party 10. Go to rickemerson.com. Drop off your Rick Emerson memorabilia so we can display it at the next listener party. Details at rickemerson.com. We want to thank CNN radio correspondents Lisa Goddard, Ed McCarthy, and Steve Kastenbaum. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. The news from Tim Riley, Scotty J's, the PA, Dave Zins, the gatekeeper. Tomorrow, Dennis Pitzenbarger and Davey Nipples. You stay there. Like us next. Don and Mike at 7. As always, my friends, don't let the bastards grind you down. And as Tim Riley would have you say, don't forget to help the retarded.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like a hot Swedish boy.